In a world where life can sometimes feel fragile, Padre Pio's unwavering defense of an unborn child reminds us that every life is a precious gift. Please stay tuned to hear this remarkable story.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and a miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's begin this spiritual journey together. A heartfelt thank you to our Protected Children of Padre Pio members. Your generosity allows these videos to reach thousands of souls, bringing hope, faith, and devotion to those in need. If you're not yet a member, we invite you to take this step for your own spiritual growth. By joining, you become part of a powerful prayer community, drawing closer to Padre Pio and receiving countless spiritual graces. Imagine having a saint as your intercessor, guiding and strengthening you in your daily struggles. This is more than a membership. It's a spiritual refuge, a way to deepen your relationship with God through the example of Padre Pio. Will you take this step today? You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. And now let's move on to our story. Today's story comes from the book Padre Pio, the Saint of the Third Millennium by Olivo Cesca. Within its pages, we find a moving testimony about Padre Pio's profound care for mothers and their unborn children. Time and again, he showed us that life, every life, is precious, and when all hope seemed lost, he became the instrument of God's grace. Listen to this. Maria Winowska, a writer and journalist, recalls hearing this story during her first visit to San Giovanni Rotondo. She was on a train when she found herself seated next to a couple with a rosy-cheeked baby in their arms. The mother and father radiated joy, casting proud glances at their child. When Maria mentioned she was traveling to see Padre Pio, it was as though a dam suddenly burst. "Oh, you're going to see Padre Pio." With his rough worker's hands, the father grabbed the baby, embraced him fervently, and said, enunciating each word carefully, "Without Padre Pio, our little Giovanni wouldn't have been born. We are going there to thank him." Naturally, Maria wanted to hear more. And so, in the lively, passionate way of Southern Italians, interrupting each other, calling upon the Madonna as their witness, the couple told their story. This is what they shared. The father, Gino, was a dock worker in Naples and a registered member of the Communist Party. Before they were married, his wife, Francesca, had suffered a terrible bicycle accident while pregnant. The doctors delivered devastating news. To save the mother, they would have to abort the child. Now, the story doesn't specify the exact medical reasons, but it's clear that Francesca was in a life-threatening situation. But let's continue. Desperate and without her future husband's knowledge, Francesca wrote a letter to Padre Pio, but no reply came. Then, on the night before the scheduled operation, something extraordinary happened. While alone in her hospital room and overcome with tears, she suddenly saw a friar standing beside her bed. Puzzled, she wondered, how did he get in? Especially since Gino was a mangiapreti, a so-called priest-eater, someone who fiercely despised priests. He would never have allowed a priest into her room. The friar smiled, but then raised his finger in a warning gesture. Do not commit such a terrible act. The child will be born. It will be a boy, and you must name him Giovanni. And just like that, he disappeared. Francesca felt hope in her heart. She knew what she had to do. Though her decision went against the wishes of her family and the advice of her doctors, she refused to give her consent for the operation. She placed all her trust in Padre Pio's words. Against the doctor's predictions, everything turned out fine. Her health improved, the baby survived, and, just as the mysterious friar had foretold, she gave birth to a baby boy. When Francesca later saw a photograph of Padre Pio, she immediately recognized him as the friar who had stood at her bedside that night. Now, years later, with baby Giovanni in their arms, she and Gino were on their way to San Giovanni Rotondo, not only to thank Padre Pio, but to present to him the very life he had saved. As for their faith in God, Gino proclaimed, Padre Pio, madam, is not like other priests. For his sake, I forgive them all. Besides, this miracle is proof that God exists. And with that, we conclude today's story. This testimony is a powerful reminder of the sacredness of every human life. In a world where life is often treated as disposable, Padre Pio's defense of the unborn speaks volumes. Every child is a miracle, and every mother is entrusted with a sacred mission. Life begins at conception, and no circumstance, however dire, can diminish its value. Thank you so much for watching, and stay tuned for our next video on the life of Padre Pio.